This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're among the legions out there sporting an activity tracker right now, Fitbits are probably the best-known brand name. If you've got one on and you're trying to hit that magical 10,000 steps, consider this for just a second. What if you had to reach that number or you'd get dinged on your performance review? In the college version of that, this year Oral Roberts University started requiring their incoming freshmen to wear Fitbits and walk 10,000 steps a day. It goes into their grades, and now the school is encouraging all of its students to join in. Healthy body, healthy mind, and all that. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
Oral Roberts isn't the only school torturing its students. At Cornell, students have to be able to jump feet first into the deep end and swim 75 yards to graduate. Columbia, MIT, and a bunch of others also have exercise requirements. There's a scientific case to be made here. John Rady of Harvard Medical School has written a book on the subject.
We know from many, many sources that the more fit the children are, the better their test scores.
Rady says fitness improves memory, creativity, and other measures. But that's not the main reason virtually all colleges used to make students exercise. Rady says they did it as
in a preparation for war, for soldiering and all that.
Now, schools are waging a different kind of war, on late graduation. Steve Mitchell is a professor of physical education at Kent State University.
College educations are expensive, and I think the perception perhaps is that for subjects that are not central to an undergraduate major, perhaps they should no longer be required.
And they're not, at all but 39% of colleges today. Instead, most schools encourage physical activity, like that elective tennis class I took in college. I got a D-.
Actually, you had a poor teacher who did you a disservice.
Dennis Hochev, my new favorite person, heads the Department of Nutrition and Kinesiology at the University of Central Missouri. He says the most productive kind of health education is the one that builds habits.
If we have a quality health and wellness program that includes plenty of physical activity, the freshman 15 might be 15 points on an academic scale. You never know.
You never do. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.